sure he had no problems with the police pulling him over driving an old pickup truck.
Heck no. Yeah, it reminds me, I think it was in this, it was either in an issue of Double XL or The Source, that they had, like, you know, BG, you know, from, you know, Chris, from, you know, famous from, like, with Cash Money. And I think he was at, like, some kind of, he was at some kind of hip-hop, like, clothing store. And he was really, you know, I think he was, you know, he was really, really, really trying to get something on the cheap and stuff. And the last line, and I think, like, the last piece of dialogue that the columnist had, you know, was asking about something that he had, I think, put back on the shelf or something. And he was like, man, keeping it tight is how the rich stay rich.
Right. Exactly and stuff, man.
Like, let's say that there's an artist or someone who wants to get in touch with you either through International Party Rockers or through FIP. Like, what are the ways that people can get at you?
I think that's popping now, man. Facebook probably the best way.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hit me up at facebook.com/Damopinda.
Yes, sir. And what does Damopinda mean?
Damopinda is Swahili for blood love.
Blood love. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, man. The reason my Facebook name is, yeah, like when Facebook first started, it was like people were like, yeah, man, this is Facebook. You got to put your real name on there. And I'm like, fuck that. That shit sounds like some fed shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm already on the FBI gang files and stuff, man. You know, oh. I correspond with a lot of people in prison and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. We ain't doing nothing wrong, you know, man. But you ain't got to do nothing wrong for the police to fuck with you.
That's true.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, went ahead and opened an account and was just like, man, I just named it Damopinda. You know what I'm saying?
That's saving cool.
My email address, you know what I'm saying? And I left it alone for about maybe a year or two. I don't remember and stuff, man. Then started using it again. You know, figured out the advantage. A lot of people on it just started using it as promotion. I just never changed it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, man, I was just like, man, ain't gonna change it to Dope Daddy, whatever, man. Damopinda, that's straight. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's like, even though I'm doing some other type of music or business,
mm-hmm.
It's like if cats know what, you know, that Damo about and they don't want to deal with me, that's fine with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though I ain't coming off on them on no type of gangster shit anyways, mm-mm. You know, man, but if they got a problem with my background, yeah, they don't need to fuck with me.
True.
I am who I am, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hide that from the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. And as far as your promotion, obviously, you know, I appreciate you letting me, you know, get this Q&A on with you. Do you ever do like terrestrial radio, or do you just do magazines? Like, what's your mediums do you like? Do you ever get into radio?
In the streets.
Yep.
In the streets, man. Get it to the people, man. The more direct you get it to people, the better.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying and stuff, man. And that's still the only way to get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you got the internet. You still get people direct, but you got to be in the streets, though.
That's right. You got
stuff, man. And the internet made people lazy, man. Ain't nobody in the streets no more.
Mm-hmm.
Pushing their music, man. Pushing CDs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody trying to sell their music online, man. And that's a pipe dream right there.
Yeah.
You know? I ain't never tried, man. Like when the internet started popping, man, I still never sold my music on the internet, iTunes or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
don't think I ever will, man. It's just like really, man. I mean, it's all digital, man. Really, like, they're not gonna lie to me about how many units I sold. Come on.
That's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How can I really do a check and balance on that?
That's, you can't,
you know. Yeah, man, I got no way. There's no check and balance system. You know, it's all digital. You know, so it's just like, nah, man. If I don't see my money, then it ain't my money.
Yes.
If I can't check on shit, you know what I'm saying? Nah, man, it's just, that's just me, you know, man. And it's crazy, man, because the digital game, people like it as a convenience with the smartphones and tablet, man, but really, it gives control to other people and takes power away from you. You know, I mean, sooner or later, it's not going to be no more cash. Cash is going to be digital.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, and when that happens, I don't think, nah. I mean, somebody got to control you. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and it's definitely just, I mean, following, you know, this music like I have, I've noticed just in the last, probably within the last decade, record stores is just, they are just, to the point of extinction. If you ask, there have been times I've asked, you know, when I want to ask, like, you know where the nearest, like, CD store is? They look at me like I'm asking about, like, where I can buy a new Betamax at, you know? It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, CD generation was gone. This was the last country that, you know, CDs were popping at, was Japan.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but I would say from last year, yeah, it's pretty much over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, DJs still take advantage of it over here, man. DJs sell their CDs over here for $15.
Right.
And the major music outlets like Tower Records, HMV, they'll sell those CDs there.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show. They don't care if it's a bootleg mix, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff, man, you know. But the printing and everything is high quality and stuff, man. Me, International Party Rockers, you know, yeah, I print up CDs over here all the time.
Yeah.
I get CDs pressed all the time. But I use them as flyers. I put them in slips with the event flyer because it's easier to pass out. But when you pass out a flyer as a promoter, man, people ain't paying you no attention.
True. It's like, okay, that's, you know, nice.
CD is like, they ain't had a CD. I mean, everybody still can play a CD because they got a DVD player or a Blu-ray player, or they might have a PC.
Yeah.
You know, so they still have the ability to play the CD. It's not like it's foreign like an 8-track or cassette.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, you know what I'm saying? So it's still a good media, and you know, people get it. There's still a little bit of value to having a CD. They haven't had a CD in a while, so it's like, oh wow, it's been a long time, and it's free, so they got nothing to complain about, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
This stuff, man. So yeah, it's a great way to promote what we do, you know. And it's great. People go home, listen to the CD, and then they'll probably look at the flyer again. If I just gave them a flyer, they're gonna go home, put it in trash.
Mm-hmm. Play frisbee with it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. Any final words, Mr. Dope Daddy?
Any final words, man? For everybody in the States, man, I just encourage them, man, to, you know, really work on self-educating yourself. You know, reading books, reading magazines, reading newspapers, and get your passport, man, and get out there and experience the world. Whether you want to go to Africa, Europe, South America, Asia, you know, just basically get out there. You know, we got passport system, we got airplanes, so yeah, take advantage of it.
I hear that. And in fact, what would you recommend to somebody going to Osaka for the first time?
What do you mean by that?
Let's see. Let's say if it's
from Osaka, just hit me up and I'll put them on the game.
Okay, there you go. All right. Bet.
Okay.
And I
love to go be out here, whatever, man. You want to come out here and stuff, man? I mean, it ain't even about the music business. Just people that might just want to come out here and travel.
Yeah.
Or just Japan and stuff. Yeah.
Definitely.
I talk to people like that all the time. You don't have to come at me about no business. You just want to come out here.
Just
chill. You know, experience the country. Are you trying to go somewhere? Yeah. I'm always advising people. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And
I got to be honest, you know, since I've been hearing your music, you know, sometimes I think about that because I think it was on the, I believe it was like on the first or the second show. No, it was the first show, the Cop Podcast last year, and I've had that hook in my head. You know, anytime I see the word Osaka, I'll go like Osaka. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But Dope Daddy, I do appreciate you taking this time. Let me get this Q&A on with you. It has been a definite pleasure. As always, you know, keep me posted on, you know, your new projects and whatnot, and keep the insight going on Facebook, and keep these tours in, and keep that passport, you know, strong and burning with all those stamps.
Yeah. And if you guys ever get a chance, I got a Facebook group called Black Education 101.
Okay.
You know, I post a lot of videos and pictures in there. I got another group called Black Education 202.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, just for people that just want to get up on things, you know what I'm saying, and stuff, so, you know.
I got you. And let's throw out your YouTube channel.
YouTube, the International Party Rockers, so youtube.com/IPRockers, R-O-C-K-E-R-S.
All right.
So, yeah, that's our promotion. I mean, you know, International Party Rockers is for the party people.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's a marketing idea that I came up with. You know, I met some DJs. They introduced me to, like, this electro music. I had no idea what electro was. You could imagine, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just like, basically just a marketing idea that, you know, popped in my head because I'm always working with Japanese companies.
Yeah.
On their marketing and promotional ideas, and it's just like, well, I think this is where DJs need to take it.
Yeah.
You know, by building this brand. You know, our motto is we live on the same planet. You know, let's party together. I always tell my DJs, be humble. Don't be posting on Facebook. Yeah, we shut down the town. We run this. You know what I'm saying? We about to take over. I tell them I don't want to hear none of that talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what we about. You know what I'm saying? Apple never say that shit. Windows never say that shit. Mm-hmm. Microsoft never say that shit. I mean, so, yeah, we don't need to act like that. You know what I'm saying? All you're doing is drawing attention to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, yeah, just keep it real, man. Keep it real and be humble.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, again, Damu, Dub Daddy, a pleasure. Thank you so much, listeners. This will be posted up very soon. We have to get the online hustle on. I know, you know, as far as like getting the space so we can put this bad boy on there. But there will even be a download link for this, you know, once it's up and everything. But again, thank you so much, Damu, aka Dope Daddy, aka Mr. IPR, International Party Rockers, FIP, First International Players. It's not a game, however. This is Beast from the East, Toyo Kanon. As always, the podcast is on scpolite.podomatic.com. And while he has let his mic have a graceful retirement, you will hear the fine work of Dope Daddy and, of course, the FIP click, and even some word about International Party Rockers from there. So, again, thank you so much, my brother.
All right, man.
All right, take care, brother.
You too, peace.
All right, peace.